Hello, I'm Christian Jones and I'm a journalist within Manx Radio's newsroom. We've heard this week of a proposed 10% increase to most vehicle duty and for the first time the introduction of tax being imposed on electric vehicles. 6 monthly payments would also be introduced, but that was something discussed in September 2020. It was initially intended to be attached to another vehicle duty order that ended up being scrapped. At the time, Manx Radio reported they were proposing to come back to Tynwald with something new in 2021, yet it's taken 2 years, so why is that the case? I sat down with the Infrastructure Minister, Chris Thomas.
Now, it is an important point that the 10% rise for most people has to be seen against about 15% inflation since vehicle duty last went up. And basically, the last 3 years has been difficult because of COVID and various other things. That's one explanation, but also it is hard to find a fair way of people contributing to the 1,000 miles of highways we have around the island.
And contributing to highways around the island and infrastructure, is that primarily what car tax is used to fund? Because we've heard calls for railway bridges to be reinstated to support active travel, and that would obviously naturally incur a cost. Is that also what's being used to fund that?
Yeah, 14 million or thereabouts is how much is collected each year from vehicle duty. That goes into the government's general revenue, into Tynwald's general revenue. There's about just over 6 million of that that's then spent on the people and the materials and the services for maintaining roads, you know, filling potholes, refurbishing roads more fundamentally. And beyond that, the other activities of the highways division are also paid for from that highways levy, which is called vehicle duty. So, for instance, we have the design team, the road safety, the traffic modelling, project delivery. Whenever we come to big projects like the A5 Browncow Hill or the promenade, or before that Peel Road and all of the roads that are going on around the island at the moment, Balthane roundabout, and all of that's paid for by capital projects. On top of that, we've had two structural issues. We've got quarries in the Isle of Man that are used primarily for highways, and that's also inside the highways budget. And in fact, not quite all of it has been spent on highways in the last few years. Highways has actually been a net contributor to other parts of infrastructure like public housing and that sort of thing. Another capital project that's been in the public eye this week is the bridges, the active travel bridges, three of them on the way to Kirkmichael, eventually Ramsey. That's not in any way related to this vehicle duty. There was once a capital project for those bridges, which is no longer in existence. And if that proposal is going to be reinitiated, it would need to go to Treasury and then to Government and then to Tynwald for approval as a new capital scheme.
We talked just now about the proposed raise being subject to Tynwald's approval, and you said that you hope your colleagues would support it. The Speaker has already criticised the scheme and says it calls into question the green claims. He says the DOI seems to be intent on penalising those who can least afford it. Do you agree with that?
Not at all. I haven't seen what the Speaker said or heard what he said. Essentially, what we've done is we've given an infinite rise for electric vehicles because they're currently paying zero and they will now be paying a tax of an annual duty of £65. And I think most people would think that's reasonable. There should be a contribution. We'll also this year be engaging, calling for evidence about how we should ban different types of electric vehicles. But we didn't only want to focus on electric vehicles. There are about 10,000 people who also pay less than £65 a year this year because they're driving low emissions vehicles, very small vehicles, and they're also subject to the minimum of £65. So it's not anti-green in any way whatsoever. It's basically getting a fair contribution from everybody because of the fact that year in, year out, the amount of revenue that's raised from traditional vehicle duty is going down because more and more people have been moving over to lower duty vehicles. In terms of poor people, I really don't know what he means, because what we've introduced for the first time is a 6 month payment option, which you can get for a payment of £6 per transaction, and that I imagine will be very helpful. It's certainly very costly for the department, because our initial estimate is the department will lose by approaching £1 million, which will mean that people who choose to go on 6 monthly options will be making from the department by having the 6 month payment option. Emissions is one basis for it. Weight is another basis, because weight would relate to how much damage potentially you're doing to the road network. Essentially, we've got a road network that needs maintaining. We've also got public policy objectives around climate change and around other things. And we've got to get the balance to make sure it's not just richer people who can green quicker than poorer people are getting the benefit, as opposed to poorer people. So what we've done this year is made a start in rebalancing the way that vehicle duty is raised. And this coming year, we will be calling for evidence about other further proposals to continue that process.
Just looking at the cost at the moment, obviously we've got Manx Utilities having capped the prices, the £2 bus fare. So there are a lot of government initiatives that have come in to try and scale back costs, but people are still obviously struggling. I mean, in 2021, we saw almost 400 drivers caught with expired car tax. Do you think that the 10% increase will see that figure increase?
We've certainly got to look after people. We're representatives of the people in Keys and Tynwald. The money that is spent by government is people's money through taxes and rates and vehicle duties and other charges. So we've got to be very, very cognizant of that. I also think we've got to look after poorer people even more than richer people, because they need us. So the point that you make is a very important one. And I do hope that a 10% increase over 3 years isn't going to cause undue hardship to people, and if so, make sure that they're in touch and work out options. Another thing we're trying to do is put in place direct debit arrangements, and direct debit arrangements are much more complicated than people first think, especially in a duty rather than you're just paying for something that you've bought. And secondly, it's quite a huge system, because we're looking at potentially a million transactions inside our direct debit system. So we've got to look at the legal, we've got to set up a system, but I do hope within the next year we'll be able to roll out some sort of direct debit system that might help some of those people with those issues.
Well, what's the expected intake, the amount of money that government will gain by the 10% increase? I know you said 14 million before, is that including the 10% rise, or is that...
No, 14 million, we'll go up to about 15 million, because that's not just 10%. We expect to lose money by some of the measures that we've introduced, and we have a budget to meet. Money is very, very tight in public finances at the moment, and we are at least trying to pay our way in Department of Infrastructure. So, because we haven't had a rise since April 2020, in discussions with Treasury and Council Ministers, this figure of 10% was agreed fairly recently, and that's why we put the order there, and I hope my Tynwald colleagues will approve it.
So most categories are going up 10%, but not all of them. Can you talk to me about some of the exemptions?
There are exemptions, some motorcycles, £25 to £28. If you've got a disability exemption, that remains. Also, the veteran vehicles, we made a major change whereby you get to the £28 rate after 30 years on a rolling basis. So there's a whole category of private veteran vehicles that's not going up by that percentage. But on the other side, we've got some people who are getting a much higher percentage increase than 10%. So for instance, if you're an electric vehicle, technically, mathematically, it's an infinite increase, because it's going from 0 to 65, and there are up to 10,000 people who currently pay lower than £65, who drive these smaller, lower emissions vehicles, who will have a greater percentage increase. So I'm not saying that across the board it's going up by 10%. We are actually tackling some public policy issues with differential rises. It's just most people, the vast majority of people, will see 10%, and there are exceptions.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.